Hi, it's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Gabe here, Bank of Cardiff Underwriting. How you doing there?
Oh, good. I just got your message on the other line. By the way, when you call me on my office, it just rolls over to my cell. So
you know what? I kind of thought that when I heard the voicemail. I was like, maybe this is going to a cell phone. Sorry to bother you twice in a row there. I apologize.
I just wanted to let you know so you don't waste your time.
Yeah, no problem. Do you have a few minutes to chat here? Are you tied up at the moment?
You know what? I'm a little bit tied up, but the person you probably should be talking to is my wife, Jerry. She's got more information in the back of her head than I do, unless you got some specific questions for me.
I did just want to ask a few questions here. Is your wife, is she the CFO there? She handles the finances, I'm assuming?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, yes, got you. Well, I'd like to go over just a couple things with you here real briefly. I know you spoke with John here for quite a bit. Is there a better time to call you back, or?
You know what? She is, I think she's just finishing up some other things. She can probably get back to you, like, within the hour. Will that work?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's fine. Did you want to jot down my number there? Or I think I just left it on the voicemail.
You left it. Why don't you go ahead and give it to me again?
Okay, great. You ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 858-779-0391. Yeah, and I'd definitely like to go over with you. You're 100% owner there, correct? I have you down as full owner?
That's correct.
Okay, I can definitely discuss it with your wife. I think legally I might have to discuss it with you because you're the one on the application there. But
why don't you call you back? I'll just give you my permission to talk to her at the same time.
Absolutely, that's fine. That's fine, Mike. Just a couple quick questions for you here. So you're just looking to for some capital there to kind of keep up with suppliers and payments and union fees. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to, it looks like we're looking at, we have an approval here for, it looks like about $300,000 for the business. So we have a couple different options. We also have an approval for right around $250,000 that's at a little longer a term there. So I kind of just wanted did John go over the program with you and the working capital program?
He might have with my wife, Jerry. I was not involved in those conversations, so I really can't say for sure.
Got you. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just ask you real quick. It looks like you guys had filed an extension here for the 2014, your taxes here in 2015. Is that right?
That's probably true, yeah.
Okay. And what are you projecting this year in sales?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see, we just signed up a $3 million job a couple of weeks ago, probably about $7-8 million.
Okay, wow, so you guys are up quite a bit from last year. It looks like you guys were at 5.1.
Yeah, I would say, although some of it's going to extend into the following year, so by the end of the year, work in progress, it could be, maybe 6 or 7, not the whole contract amount because we won't be done, but it's extremely busy this year.
Very good, very good. And just to kind of get a better gauge of the business, it seems like you guys do like high-end ceilings there, commercial work there? Non-residential ceilings? Okay.
Yeah, I was looking at... Crystal ceilings, wood ceilings, metal ceilings.
Yeah, I was actually looking at some of your work there on the website. It looks very nice. Yeah, I'll tell you what, definitely give me a call back here. And we can kind of go over a little more specifically what we have available to the business when your wife is available there. And you have my number there, right?
Yes, I do.
Perfect.
And I will call you.
Yeah, no problem.
She actually got in late last night. She flew in last night. She was in Oahu for the weekend, long weekend.
Oh, nice.
So she's a little bit drained. So she's... Let's just say she's sleeping in a little bit.
No problem. Honolulu or?
Yeah, she was in Oahu. They had the 100th King Kamehameha parade, and my wife's also an artist, so she does a lot of nice oil paintings with art, so she wanted to get some more pictures to add to her collection. She might be doing a show over there after this is all done.
Very cool. Yeah. It's nice out there. My favorite beach is out there. It's a little beach called Makapu. It's
Makapu.
It's an awesome.
We have a place over in Maui, so we spend a lot of time in Maui and Wailea. Okay.
Very nice. Yeah, Maui is awesome. I stayed in Kaanapali Shores. I think I stayed there a few years back. Mm-hmm. A very nice place. Michael, I'll let you. I know you're busy there. I'll wait for that call. I'm not taking lunch for another few hours, so reach out to me and we'll go over some figures here. Sorry to keep you for so long, but it sounded like you're maybe thinking about bringing on about 150,000 now. Is that right? Or
I think we had that amount only because that's the amount that was offered to us from the beginning, but more is better.
Okay.
Only because of cash flow, especially when we get busy. What happens is, like, we're putting more guys on, and they're union carpenters, so they've got to be paid every week, and the union gets their union benefit money every month. And what happens is, in our business in the Bay Area, we don't get paid until usually supposed to be 30 days from our billing. Now, some contractors pay us within 15, some 30, some 60, some 90. So we're always, diving for dollars, trying to get our money to us. So we just need something to a line of credit, to get us through until we get paid by our GCs.
Got you. And the program we do have you approved for, it's more of a working capital loan. However, if you do decide to just utilize some of the funds, we can keep, the remaining amount you're approved for, available to the business. But yeah, sometimes, especially in a business, like yours, which you guys are doing large jobs, it's really hard to deal with getting, especially when you get to the 90 day mark and you're not getting paid, that's, it's definitely, rough for a business to,
Yeah. And we're dealing with contractors that we've been dealing with for years and years. So, I don't want to, sometimes I have to threaten them with liens and whatever, and then we usually get paid pretty quick. But, you got to be careful. You don't want to say, hey, I'm not going to do business with you unless you pay me, because then all of a sudden they stop sending you bid invites. So it's kind of a fine line, you know what I mean?
Yeah, very fine line. You want to put the pressure on them, but you don't want to, ruin the relationship, I understand.
Yeah. What we do is we normally tell them that our supplier is going to lean the job. So take the burden off of us and say, hey, you got to pay me, or my supplier is going to lean the job, and that usually gets the ball rolling. But you know what?
Smart tactic, actually.
Yeah. And, a lot of these contractors, they're getting bigger and more top-heavy and more sophisticated and holding on to their subs' money as long as they can, for whatever reason, interest, I don't know. But it's just a little bit difficult for us. I've never seen it this bad in a long, long time. But we're trying to weed out the slow payers or the bad payers, because we do have some really good clients that pay within 15, 20 days.
Absolutely, yeah. Keep those ones close, right?
Yep.
Alrighty. Yeah, I will. I'll be here when your wife and yourself decide to reach out here, and we'll talk a little more in detail about what we have available to you. Alrighty.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Nice speaking with you, Mike, and learning about the business. And we'll be in touch shortly. All right.
Thank you.
Talk soon. You got it. Bye.